Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the 2 o'clock news bomb. Right now, Republicans are grappling with voter frustration over rising health care premiums.
While notices of rising health insurance premiums are landing in voters' mailboxes, sending some to town halls to vent their frustration as they face losing their health care coverage due to skyrocketing premiums as subsidies expire, Republicans are doubling down on their efforts to oppose the Affordable Care Act. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
You know that it is subsidizing bad policy.
Democrats say that expired tax credits that kept costs lower should be extended and are refusing to reopen the government until they are. Republicans say they want a broader overhaul of the health care system. Johnson says,
it's because it's very complicated to fix. But Republicans have a long list of ideas.
However, no clear plan has yet been presented in writing. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Mike Johnson is right. He is 100% correct about this. Republicans do have good ideas to fix the healthcare system. They really do. One example, one idea that I can think of that was actually, it was developed by the Right Wing Heritage Foundation. You remember them. They're the same people that brought us Project 2025. And the Heritage Foundation's idea to fix the healthcare system was to create a private insurance marketplace where people could buy coverage through subsidized exchanges and then require everyone to have insurance to keep the cost down and then expand Medicaid for those who couldn't afford it. That's the Republican plan to fix American healthcare. If it sounds familiar, it's because that is exactly what Barack Obama and the Democrats put into the Affordable Care Act. I'll say it again for the people in the back. Obamacare is a fundamentally Republican idea developed by a Republican think tank and first put into practice by a Republican governor. Republicans have spent a decade trying to repeal their own idea. It's like burning down your house because you don't like the paint color. It's like buying a car for your teenager and then spending 10 years trying to sue them for driving it. It's crazy making. I can't believe this still needs to be explained. The reviews are in. Hurricane Melissa has arrived in Jamaica and audiences hate it.
In Jamaica, 175 mile per hour winds are forecast as Hurricane Melissa bears down. Roads are flooding. Rain is falling. Surf is churning. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the devastation will be dire.
There is no infrastructure in the region that can withstand a Category 5.
A Cat 5 is the highest hurricane there is, says National Hurricane Center specialist Larry Kelly.
This is an extremely dangerous, life-threatening situation for the island of Jamaica, as that eyewall brings those major hurricane Category 5 force winds.
He says expect total structure failure.
You know, heavy rainfall, flash flooding, just complete devastation. Some of these communities could be cut off from communications and have no power for weeks.
Kelly says what makes it worse is how slow the hurricane is moving, meaning it will stay over Jamaica longer. I'm Julie Walker.
Meteorologists say Hurricane Melissa, quote, rapidly intensified overnight and is taking a, quote, confusing and meandering path Well, sure, Melissa, we've all been there. It sounds a little bit like my bachelor party. The United States has carried out more strikes against suspected drug-running boats.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S. military carried out three strikes against boats in the Eastern Pacific, killing 14 people. In an announcement on social media, Hegseth posted videos of the strikes. Two boats can be seen moving at speed through the water. One contains a large amount of parcels or bundles. Both then suddenly explode and are seen aflame. Another strike appears to have been conducted on a pair of boats that were stationary in the water alongside each other. Hegseth says U.S. intelligence indicates the four boats were known for carrying narcotics. This is the first time multiple strikes were announced in a single day. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Now, the good news is that the message is clear. If you are a narco-terrorist loading drugs onto a boat near Venezuela, you might need to be adding naval strike vulnerability to your business model, and that's hopeful for deterrence. Legal scholars say that the kills may be extrajudicial. Military types say, hey, we're at war. This is just how it goes. In other words, it's just another day on Trump TV. The rule book is still catching up to the ratings. President Trump has been in Tokyo meeting with new Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi. And yeah, the trucks are there, front and center.
Takaichi, the first woman to lead Japan, is working to establish a rapport with Trump and steady a rocky trade relationship. She presented him with gold-covered golf balls and ordered a Ford F-150 placed outside the palace where they meet. Trump is keen to have more U.S. autos in Japan's market. Takaichi has also played up her ties with former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who Trump considered a friend. Abe, a staunch conservative and foreign policy hawk, was assassinated in 2022. Trump met with his widow Tuesday night. The U.S. leader travels to South Korea tomorrow for an Asian economic summit.
Trump said that the visit with Japanese Prime Minister Takaichi was proof that America and Japan are best friends. Somewhere in the background, Canada quietly texted, wow, okay, so I guess it's like that, huh? President Trump's lawyers are asking a New York appeals court to toss out his conviction in the old porn star hush money cover-up case.
Julie Walker, New York. President Trump's lawyers there want a New York State appeals court to toss out his hush money criminal conviction. The lawyers say federal law preempts state law, and there was no intent to commit a crime. The attorneys filed their written argument with the New York Supreme Court's Appellate Division, First Department, late Monday. In June, the lawyers asked a federal appeals court to move the case to federal court, where the Republican president can challenge the conviction on presidential immunity grounds. Trump was convicted in May of 2024 on 34 felony counts, alleging that he falsified business records to conceal a hush money payment to adult film star Stormy Daniels. The case was brought by the Manhattan District Attorney. Julie Walker, New York.
Now, legal analysts say that overturning this conviction is a long shot, but if anybody knows how to stretch a long shot into a sure thing, it's this guy. Trump says the case is politically motivated. In fairness, it did start when he was trying to motivate someone to his political advantage with money. So, you know, apparently, I didn't mean to get caught and I didn't think anyone would notice it was a crime is now a reliable legal strategy. That's it for the News Bomb today. Let's go ahead and take a break here, Coleman. When we come back, we'll get to James, Jerry, and everybody else holding on the Oakland Art Jewelers talking text line. You want to react to anything you just heard? Get in touch. Charlie Kirk. We could talk about Bill Cassidy. We could talk about Donald Trump. Anything else you like? What did I just say? Oh, man. Thank you. Stupid. All right. Let's take a break. I'll be right back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.